Welcome to Everybody Can, a conversation about volunteers and volunteer opportunities in Jefferson and Clallam counties. I'm your host, Missy Nielsen, career counselor and committed community volunteer. Our show is inspired by the words and spirit of Dr. Martin Luther King, "Everybody can be great because everyone can serve." We bring you information about the people who volunteer, serve on boards, donate, and sometimes just show up to help build what King called a beloved community. And indeed, this region reflects a beloved community in the number of folks engaged in community serving. Not only are they folks that might be retired and have a little leisure time on their hands, but our young adults in the area here are incredibly involved. In fact, we have one of our young adults here from... She's with the Kiwanis Teen Leader recipient, and Sophia Breithaupt, welcome. Thank you for coming in today.
Yeah, no problem. Happy to be here.
Well, congratulations on this fantastic award. You were honored, along with several others, with a Kiwanis Teen Leader Award. Now, tell me a little bit about how you managed to be one of those recipients.
I have no control over that, actually. I was nominated by two of the teachers that I volunteer for over at the elementary school. I guess I've been doing a good enough job for a long enough time to...
Well, Sophia, for our listeners, tell us what school you attend.
I sometimes attend the Port Townsend High School, but mainly attend the Ocean K-12 school.
And how old are you?
I'm 18.
And the students that you mentioned that you're volunteering in the area of teaching, or?
Yeah, I work with all four kindergarten teachers at Salish Coast Elementary.
Oh my goodness. How long have you been doing that?
This is my sixth year as a volunteer as a TA, but kindergarten specifically, this is my fourth.
Oh my goodness, 6 years. That's a third of your life. Fantastic. Well done. And what do you do in the classroom with these students?
Oh, I do a whole array of things. I've done some really weird jobs for the teachers. That's more like a TA or parent job. That's like go out of the classroom and sit and do things to help them. Mm-hmm. And then I do things like help the kids sound out words or encourage them to do more when it comes to coloring a picture or helping them along in a way that just encourages them to learn.
Yeah, supportive and encouraging. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm very curious. You know, our program is all about volunteerism. And, you know, one of the things that I think is really informative is what is it that drives you to volunteer? You've got so many other things as a busy teenager with your time, but you take the time to volunteer for the last 6 years. What informs that?
Well, I'm part of a group called the International Order of the Rainbow for Girls, and we're a service organization that's for girls. And so they really encourage me to get out there and do service and work with different girls and boys and just help out in whatever way I really can. That and my stepmom encourages me, started me with the whole TA thing when I first joined Ocean. And from there, it just kind of took off.
What do you do with the other parts of your life? How do you manage to take time for other things? And what are those other things?
Basically, it's eat, sleep, rainbow right now. I'm either doing school, rainbow, volunteering, homework.
You
repeat the day.
Repeat, rinse and repeat.
Exactly.
So Rainbow Girls, that's the entity that mm-hmm. gives you the framework that prioritizes volunteering and social engagement. That's very, very cool. Do you have a leadership position at the Rainbow Girls?
Yes, I am currently a worthy advisor, which is kind of like president of mm-hmm. the club. This is my second time in that position.
My goodness. So you've got that responsibility in addition to your curriculum. Now, how often do you volunteer at Salish?
I'm there 5 days a week.
5 days a week. That accountability is critical to a young kiddo. I think that's really remarkable that you're there every day. They must really count on you. What do they call you?
I go by Miss Sophie because Sophie is less syllables than Sophia, so it's easier for younger kids to say.
I agree, including your last name. And you are there 5 days a week. I've got to imagine this is a passion area for you. Is this something you see yourself doing down the road?
Yes, I have. Last year, I went and got my paraeducator certification, and I am in the process of going through Running Start and getting my AA, and am going to pursue becoming a kindergarten teacher.
something tells me you're just fast tracking life here. You have a designated paraeducator certificate.
Yes.
Well done. You're in Running Start, which means for some of our listeners, they're not really familiar with the programming options. Can you tell us a little bit more? You said you're part-time high school and Running Start is what?
Running Start is like doing college while in high school. So you can get the same credits you need for high school to complete it, mm-hmm. but you also get college credits. So both my older brother and sister both graduated high school and got their AA at the same time.
So you are volunteering, but I can imagine you're going to be heading off to college soon then too.
This is my first year in Running Start, unlike my siblings who started their junior year. And so next year, I'll hopefully be a paraeducator at the elementary school while pursuing my AA at Peninsula.
So you've got this framework that kind of informs you about why volunteering is important. And your stepmother, you mentioned, really encourages it too. What can you say to others? What do you get out of it, Sophia, that keeps you coming back when you're, gosh, you've got so many other time commitments?
I think it's just, one, it's the look of the kids on the kids' faces when I walk into the room and they get all excited to see me, or just knowing that I am helping in a way that will give the teachers more time so they're not staying after school until like 5 o'clock or even later trying to get prep work done that I've easily could have done.
So if I hear you correctly, you are stating that being needed is important, and accountability, the feedback you get from the kiddos is really, really a big part of it.
Yes.
Wow. And have you ever volunteered in other areas besides this?
Oh, definitely.
Yes.
I do a lot of volunteer work.
I was going to say, to be a recipient of this award, you've probably volunteered in several places. Tell us a little bit more about your volunteer history, if you will.
So I've done a lot, again, through Rainbow. Since we are our service organization, every year there's, in our jurisdiction, there's a overall service project. And this year is Treehouse. And so we're working with different foster care groups around here as our support, as well as raising money for Treehouse.
Mm-hmm.
But then we also do like our own personal, like I'm doing a box top drive right now, which is...
Well, let's do a plug for that. Tell me about the box top drive. We can't have this be a missed opportunity.
A box top drive. Box tops are the little cardboard, sometimes cardboard, tokens on food items at grocery stores, and it's actually on a lot of school supplies and paper items. There's a huge list of things where you can find them, but each of them is worth 10 cents, and when they get turned into a school, the school can redeem them. But if you keep building that 10 cents, it builds up to a lot more money that the school can then use.
So we have listeners who might want to send you their box top if they wanted to. Are you collecting from others? How are you getting your box tops?
I'm personally collecting, then I have my whole assembly and district collecting, as well as reaching out to my jurisdiction, which is Washington, Idaho, and asking them to collect and send them to me as well.
So do you have a way for us to reach you with our box tops? Are you wanting more box tops from others?
Well, I'm just going to tell you, donate it to your local school.
Excellent.
It's an easy way. You don't have to go through me then.
There you go.
And I'm pretty sure that Fort Townsend, Quillacene, and Chemicum all accept them.
Very good. Let's go back to the idea of volunteering. If you are going to sit across from someone who is much younger than you, say a middle school student, because you've been volunteering for about 6 years, you said, what would you say to them to encourage them for the feedback on this? You know, why is it so good for folks to be coming involved?
Ooh, that's a good question.
I know. And so I'm sitting across from you and I'm thinking, you know, gosh, Sophia, how do you do it and why do you do it?
I do it because I like the feeling afterwards. That's like, whoa, I just did something amazing for somebody else.
Mm.
It's my just recompense of reward. Because even though you may not be getting a reward that second, it will come back and reward you later in life.
Oh, could we just embrace that in our heart? That is a great, great explanation for volunteering. Oh, Sophia, you know, I just think it's been amazing to just get a little soundbite, get to know a little bit about you through the Kiwanis Teen Leader Award. Did that happen to give you a scholarship? What did that award end up resulting in?
Each recipient got $150 that they can donate to any nonprofit. I donated mine to the PTA through at the Salish Coast, but it was a directed donation, so only the kindergarten teachers can use it.
That's very satisfying. Oh my goodness, you just keep on giving. Well, if you're just joining us, this is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. And I am Missy Nielsen, host of Everybody Can, and I've been speaking with Sophia Breithaupt. We will soon be talking to Tyler Nelson. And now we have Tyler Nelson, another recipient of the Port Townsend Kiwanis Club Teen Leader Awards. Tyler, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me on.
So you received this award along with a couple of other young adults in the area. What are the criteria to become an award winner?
Well, the criteria is based off of the person giving the nominee the award. So for me, in this case, I was nominated by Tanya Barnett, who is the 4-H director here for Jefferson County's branch. And so she noticed all of my youth involvement throughout 4-H and how much I help out. And so she used that as her reasoning for nominating me for the award. Now, other people can nominate other youth for doing countless other volunteer things in the community, like the Benji Project, or just volunteering at the
Sophia,
the Salish Coast.
So you, how long have you been with 4-H?
This is currently my ninth year in 4-H.
Oh my goodness!
I've been doing it quite a long time, just as my mother had, and just as her mother had. So,
what a cool legacy. What is your area of interest with 4-H? I know there's different sections of 4-H, right?
Yeah, there's many, whether it's living or non-living, when it comes to animals or other interesting things. But my club that I am involved with is archery.
Archery. And so you're a youth leader with the archery program?
Indeed, yes.
And how many students are you helping along with the archery skills?
Currently in our club, we only have 4. We've had pretty small numbers the past few years. We've been trying to get more interest. The hard thing with 4-H is a lot of people enjoy doing the project, but when it comes time for county fair and all like the paperwork and book stuff, we lose a lot of people, unfortunately. But this year, I have a good feeling about these ones. I feel like these kids have a lot of more interest in the sport than some in the past. And I'm looking forward to actually later this afternoon going and training with them.
Excellent. So a typical day with these young archers, are you working with kids under the age of 12, or what is the age group that you work with?
So when it comes to archery in all 4-H and even just within the USA archery rules, it's typically ages 10 and up.
Okay.
So any child under 10, we usually try to not give them a bow and arrow to shoot just yet. We may include them in learning processes, but when they hit age 10, then it's able to have a youth bow and arrow set. But I usually work with around 14, 15 kids around my age.
And so have you been doing archery for 9 years as well? Or yeah, I know you mentioned 9 years with 4-H, but archery, that's a pretty amazing skill set.
Sadly, I have not been doing archery for 9 years. I wish at this point I have been doing, but I am not. This is only my 5th year doing archery. But the past previous almost 5 years, I've been doing rockets, building model rockets and flying them and learning the aerospace science behind those.
Very cool. So how often are you working with the archers each week?
Once a week. Meetings every Tuesday after school.
Mm-hmm. And then you show up and you've got a curriculum or a plan, or is it predefined by the 4-H program? Or tell me about a typical day teaching.
Typical day teaching, well, we go off the weather, whether we're going to do actual physical practice of actually shooting our bows, or if it's like terrible weather, we're going to actually go inside our classroom and learn about processes, science behind how bows actually work, different terminology, just so we're all educated as long as being skilled.
This is very serious business.
Yeah, yes. And my mother and I run it, so whatever we decide to do that day is... And depending on what tournaments may be coming up that we want our kids to go to, we'll start certain training for that particular tournament.
How many tournaments do you end up taking them to?
Well, this year is actually going to be the second year that we're actually going to do any tournaments. Last year we hosted, as was in the newspaper from last year, was the first Jefferson County Tri-County Archery Shoot. Typically it's held down in Clallam County, but I mean, not Clallam, pardon me, Kitsap County.
Kitsap.
Mm-hmm. And Clallam has dropped out this year, so it's really only Kitsap and Jefferson County, although we have been hearing interest from Mason County to actually come over and shoot with us as well.
Well, as we know, many teen leaders who volunteer in the community, they're just not dedicated to just one area. I understand you volunteer in a whole range of capacities. Our listeners would be inspired to hear a little bit about what you spend your time on outside of the classroom. And by the way, I don't think we even told them a little bit about you. You're attending which high school?
I attend Port Townsend High School here in Port Townsend, and I'm a sophomore, grade 10.
Excellent. And so what are those other volunteer engagements that you're tied into?
Well, at least once a week, I volunteer at the Port Townsend Air Museum, and I am also a leader out there. I've been with the Air Museum for about 3 years now.
My.
And I know a lot. And so I now help kind of show around the new people who come out to volunteer with us to learn skills in the shop, how to be safe with working with big machinery and metal, and how to craft custom parts for airplanes, or just how to run a business, like taking care of the front desk at the museum, how to run a cash register, a credit card machine, and how to clean a building.
You did say you were a sophomore, right?
Yes.
Wow. And so you volunteer 4-H, you volunteer at the museum, you go to school full-time, and
I do.
Do you work as well?
I sometimes have a part-time job, work needed basis at mm-hmm. Fountain Chiropractic, also where my mother works.
Nice, nice. And I didn't mean to cut you off. There's not more that you're volunteering, are you? I don't know.
Depends on
you can make.
I know it's a lot. So there's the Air Museum. I have 4-H, and then I don't really. I sometimes volunteer down at the Kitsap Bowhunters Archery Range. Sometimes when the normal instructors aren't there, since my mom and I are both USA Archery Level 1 and 2 certification levels, we can actually help run the community range for our Junior Olympic Archery development team, our JOAD team, as it's called.
Well, I know that you're incredibly passionate about archery, and you know, a person who is an archer could spend all their time finessing their skill set, but you park Indeed. Some time for moving this opportunity into the hands of other people who've never done it, and I just really applaud you for that. Why is it that you volunteer? What do you think it is that informs you or that priority in your life?
You know, I think it really all just kind of started with 4-H. 4-H was the first major commitment thing that I joined when I was younger. And it was because of my mom and my grandma, who both were involved with 4-H here in Jefferson County for a very, very long time. And just kind of when I started doing 4-H and learning about the fair and just, you know, constantly keeping that up, it just kind of continued this momentum of, yeah, I want to join in and just do a whole bunch of things. And whether I consider it volunteering or not, it's just things that I really enjoy doing. I don't see it as a like volunteering commitment, like, oh, I'm doing this for the sake of the community. It's like, yeah, I am, but I also really just enjoy what I'm doing.
I think that's a real key point. Yeah. Is you've got a passion for an area of interest, and that is a way to explore it, is by giving your time to an organization so that you can explore that skill set. There's
yeah.
nothing wrong with that. The wonderful outcome for others is also a wonderful outcome for yourself. And I think I'm just so impressed. And congratulations on that award. What did it entail in terms of, did you win a prize, or what happens with this award?
During the ceremony, your nominee letter that you're person nominated you will be read aloud, with you standing with the person who nominated you up in front of everyone sitting at, you get your own personal table, and mm-hmm. you get to bring a certain amount of family or friends to the event, and you have your own cool personal table. You're like the host being hosted, and it's kind of really nice. And then when you go up there, you're presented with a very nice plaque and a rose and a certificate as well. And then you get to sit among your other peers, and your nominee gets to sit behind you, and then you all get a big picture taken.
Well, as we think about signing off here, how would you encourage, what would you say to other young adults in the area as to the value of volunteering, if there's any insight you could share?
What I've found through all my volunteering is that, as the saying goes, if you want to learn something better, teach it. And so when I'm volunteering, I always, since it is something that I usually always enjoy when I'm volunteering, just always remember that you're not only helping others, but you're getting just as much out of it. So no matter what you end up volunteering for, as long as you're enjoying it, you're helping others and helping better yourself.
I couldn't have said it any better. Tyler Nelson, thank you so much for coming in. And Sophia Breithaupt, I'm so glad both of you could join us today. Everybody Can is a production of KPDZ 91.9. I'm your host, Missy Nielsen. Our program today is in the expert hands of our sound engineer, Jared Dufresne. I'd like to thank our programming manager, Larry Stein, and all of the incredible volunteers that work hard to bring eclectic music, local news, and conversations to us here on the North Olympic Peninsula. You can also join us on the web at kptz.org. So go out, make it a great day, and get involved.